Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In these hangouts, we talk about stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics. Glad you could join us for another session. We're here to talk shop, share stories from the road, and get honest about what it's really like out there. So let's get to it. As always, Ace is steering the ship and has prepared three questions. And he's got a bonus question for the finish line at the end. Since we're live, we'll try to bring your comments and questions into the conversation as we go. Just a reminder, your input makes all the difference and is the reason for this format. Don't be shy in the chat. Share your experiences, ask questions, or call us out if we get it wrong. At the end, we'll circle back and respond to as many comments as we can. Ace, how are we looking tonight?
I had a system, and you changed things up.
That already sounds bad.
No, it was solid. I had the questions right here.
Had?
Look, they were in my head.
That's not a system.
It worked until you started talking.
So my intro erased your memory?
I wouldn't say erased, more like slowly pushed it out of self-defense.
All right, do you have anything left?
Yeah, I've got it. Three questions, mostly.
Mostly is doing a lot of work there.
Relax. Worst case, I'll just ask something vague and let you turn it into a 12-minute answer.
That is not accurate.
That hesitation says otherwise.
Let's just start before you lose the rest of it.
A lot of riders hear the phrase, ride like you're invisible. So here's the question. What does it actually mean to be visible on a motorcycle in real-world traffic?
So if we're talking strictly and only about visibility, being visible is pretty simple. It's you're trying to set yourself off from the background. You're trying to stand out from everything else that a driver or another person on the road might be able to see or might be focused on. Using unusual colors, you know, bright orange, bright yellow, bright blue, those stand out from the background. There's reflective materials, there's lights. You can put lights on your head, you put lights on your bike. And if those lights flash, there's a chance that those things might grab attention out of the background. So if we're talking just strictly about visibility, it's really about contrast, about standing out from what is normally in the field of view. Thunderrock 18 is chiming in. He's saying actively trying to stay out of the vehicle's blind spot as well. And that's true. Visibility is putting yourself in a situation or position that allows you that ability where they can see you. If you're hiding, of course, you're not visible. If you're hiding either in the blind spot or in the background, that's not visible. So yeah, that's a good point as well.
Even when a rider is visible, that doesn't always mean they're seen. So the next question is, what's the difference between being visible to drivers and actually being noticed and understood by them?
So the difference between being visible and being seen, goes to really the point of that question, which is to be noticed. To be noticed is that drivers typically are not looking for just things on the road or things moving around. They're scanning for threats. In a lot of cases, if you don't look like a threat, sometimes the brain doesn't register as that as a thing at all, much less a thing to worry about. So we need to think about, well, what is the difference between being visible or being noticed? It's really getting into that space, not only of just simply wearing bright colors or having retroreflective material or having lights covering ourselves or the bike, but being noticed means that we're moving in a way that forces the driver or other people on the road to to pay attention, that this is something that you need to pay attention to. There are things that we can do in our movement that draws attention, instead of just, you know, shooting down one spot inside of your lane. Brains are set up to notice movement, especially lateral movement. They're not so good at seeing things that are coming just straight at them, and then you end up with a size differential. You can ask any boxer, they'll tell you, if you want to land a punch, the way to do that is to keep your elbows down, and when you punch, you drive straight in. If you make lateral movements or you swing laterally, that's something that's going to be noticed. But if you're just coming straight in, usually those punches will land because the brain is not set up well to recognize that there is something moving directly at me. But yeah, being seen and being visible are not the same thing. You can be completely visible. You can be in your, essentially your traffic barrel costume, and no one will notice you. Thunderrock 18 is jumping again, and he says, can add hand signals to regular use signals and lamps to alert drivers. That's part of being noticed, is that you're moving, you're giving signals that are making it so that you're predictable. They don't have to guess what you're going to do. If you double up on your signaling, that's going to help them to know what your intention is. I mean, even aside from using a hand signal, it's just turning your head. Like if I'm trying to change lanes, I can put my blinker on, but I think drivers notice me looking around more than they notice the fact that my blinker is running.
If visibility alone isn't enough, then where does responsibility shift back to the rider? So, how much of staying safe comes down to what the rider does versus what they expect other drivers to do?
That's an interesting question, because it sometimes comes down to, I guess you could say, expectation and style. Not that we should leave safety to style, but for myself, I try not to shift the responsibility for my safety to someone else. What I mean by that is that I'm going to do everything I can to ensure that I am noticed, that I am predictable. And I'm trying to do my best not to shift the responsibility for my safety onto another driver on the road. The main reason for that is because if there is an accident, that driver is going to walk away probably just fine. Maybe with very little damage to their own car. But I am the one who's going to lose, and I'll lose big in an incident. I'll do things that I will intentionally yield my right of way. If I can see that it looks like they're not paying attention, that they're doing things erratically, I will give them extra space, because in these confrontations that, or these interactions that lead to accidents, I'm going to lose. So I try to never shift my responsibility for my safety to someone else. I think that we also need to adopt behaviors that counteract the natural reactions or the natural inclinations that come from drivers that are on the road. The better we can understand what's going on in the driver's mind and why they're making the decisions that they're making, what it means to be noticed or seen, and how to make sure that we're doing our best to make sure that that can happen, then I think that's us taking the highest level of responsibility for our safety. Thunderrock 18 is coming in again. Thanks for playing with us tonight. He says, exactly. If a traffic situation is too intense, pull over and wait a few minutes and get a coffee, smoke, whatever. Take a break. If it's not a good situation, separate yourself from it. That's good advice. If you like this sort of thing and would like to support the channel, the best way to do that right now is to click the subscribe button.
All right. Those were responsible questions. Very mature. Very ride smart. Stay safe.
I thought that was the point.
Yeah, but now people are getting comfortable, feeling good about themselves.
This sounds dangerous.
Exactly. Which is why it's time to ruin that.
I was wondering when that was coming.
You knew it was coming. I saved the hot question for the end.
Of course you did.
What's the point of a live chat if nobody disagrees?
What's the bonus question?
Does wearing high visibility gear actually make riders safer? Or does it create a false sense of security and possibly even make you more of a target? Is high vis gear a legitimate safety advantage? Or just something that makes riders feel safer while sacrificing other aspects of awareness? And maybe even the identity and culture of riding?
So there is the idea that if we think that my high visibility gear is going to make it so that I am noticed and seen and that I am being predicted by drivers on the road, that is a very false sense of security. I have been in what I would consider the highest visibility gear that you could imagine, with lights, with bright colors, retro reflective, all kinds of things. And I have often experienced drivers looking like just turning right off of a stop, that they will look to their left, they will look what appears to be right at me, like there is no way that they cannot, that their eyes did not see me. And it's likely true, their eyes did see me. But my high visibility did not get me noticed, most likely because I didn't appear to be a threat. There's also, I mean, in writing, we talk about target fixation. And drivers have target fixation as well, that if they're trying to evade something, that if they're going to go toward what they look at, the same as we do on a motorcycle. Now, I think that there is a little bit of a fallacy in thinking that if you put on something brightly colored or you have this high-vis stuff on, that that's going to draw attention, and then a driver in their attempt to evade is going to somehow just target straight toward you. That they're going to have target fixation, and in their attempt to evade you, they're going to hit you. The reason I think that that's a fallacy is because typically drivers are not going around trying to swerve around motorcycles and evade them. Their biggest problem is that they just simply do not see. That they're not trying to evade. They didn't see us in the first place. And I think that if we think that that's going to happen, I think that we're mistaken. That is not going to happen. There isn't a problem of target fixation because we are doing something that makes us more visible that's going to cause us to be a target. The real problem of not being seen really is that it's the idea of being seen requires that we appear to be some kind of risk. That if there's no threat detected, even though the eyes might have picked up that there's something there, it doesn't register in the brain that it matters. And if the brain doesn't register that it matters, the brain will filter it out and throw it away. It's you might as well be absolutely and completely invisible because they saw it's the look but did not see problem. And to overcome that, there does need to be something more primal going on that gives that driver something that they can recognize either as a threat or motion or movement that could cause them harm. If there's no harm, there's no problem, and I go. Some of the things that we can do to be noticed, I think, are like that lateral movement thing. We will jump out of the background not because of our high-vis gear, but just because they are seeing something cutting across laterally in their visual background. That will cause that, that attention to be drawn. That they don't know what it is, but they know it's something. And the fact that it's something draws attention, and then it forces the brain to identify what that is. And if it's, oh, that's a motorcycle that's heading toward me, now that's a risk. I don't want to get hit or hit a motorcycle. Other things that you can do are, aside from your lateral movement, is that you need to, I guess it's a little bit controversial, but if you don't look like a threat, you're not a threat. So thinking about, well, what can I do to maybe look threatening? Well, you need to look like something that they should be afraid of. Now, I'm not saying you should pretend to be something that you're not, but there's a video that's linked in the description that talks about how you can use this these ideas of negative bias and preconception about danger in a way that helps to keep you safe on the road. Thunder Rock 18 again is, he's saying, this is a good one, or that's a good one. High vis can help, but real danger lies in the complacency on the part of the driver and the rider as well. That the fact that we are somewhat invisible, the problem that the driver has, but that becomes our problem. But then also that if we think that we are being seen when we're not, well, that's dangerous as well, because now we think there's nothing wrong. And thinking there's nothing wrong when there is something wrong is going to be a problem. Also, comment is staying alert and realizing you really don't know what the driver will do. That goes back to, I think that's good in that it goes back to that first idea that we started with at the beginning. To ride as though you're invisible. To ride as though your intention is not clear. And try to do things to be ready for the bad thing that might happen.
All right, that's enough wisdom for one night. You've got the facts, the opinions, and my subtle brilliance sprinkled throughout. I'm out. You can take it from here.
Thanks for hanging out with us, everyone. We appreciate your comments and your questions, your participation in our live stream today. And I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.